have the Such organizations want to tap the product and put it in and everything else. And they have that all the time and nobody paid it. That don't make sense. Get it? Now, the reason why they can't prove it is because, see, they don't know how they go about paying it. You get it now?
Mm-hmm.
And Bishop Price is on trial, you understand? Because the thing that he says is out of harmony with what the teaching was of the Anglican Church. Get the point? Mm-hmm. Contrary to what the rest of them believe and taught. Now here I come. You see? Now I'm against the whole entire plan. In other words, I have challenged the world. And I say this to you. And now some of you know this because you have been around here long enough to know. I didn't say it, need it, I said no. I'm not talking about having no faith in it either. Yeah, I'm talking about a profound knowledge to know. See, that it's this way or none at all.
Right.
Isn't anybody on earth with this organization? That's right. Living or dead. Now, I didn't say that to be both. I just said it because it's close. I got to do that. Mm-hmm. You see? Now, I tried my best to tell these folks what my mission was. And I don't think I've done too good a job. So I'll try one more time. I was sent in this clothing of this age. Just like Noah was sent in the clothing of the Andalusians. You understand? Mm-hmm. And just like Messiah was sent back in the clothing of that one. Then the age of the clothing now, I was sent.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's my job. Now here is my job. And I want you to understand. My job is not disagreeing with what Moses and them have said back here.
Mm-hmm.
You see? What Messiah and them have done, you understand? And what's gone on out of happening. See? Disagreement. Now this is what my job is. My job is taking all that Moses and John and everybody else in between has taken and done and proving that it is so. Now that's what my job is. Anywhere I haven't been. I've been to heaven. Somebody always been Show me somebody that comes from heaven and understand. Ain't nobody never been to heaven and got back to tell nobody that.
That's right.
Now look, if I apostle is telling you this, that he was crucified with Christ. I'm trying to tell you in terms so you can check it up in your book. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, I live. Mm-hmm. Yet not I, but the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Listen, I want you to read the third chapter of Colossians, and I want you to begin with the 15th verse. It's no wonder people don't understand this Bible. If with you and your kind of mind, you don't know nothing about what these apostles are talking about. And you're bound to have all this friction and all that Bishop Bishop Price and Bishop Bennett and Bishop Patton. You're bound to have all this friction. You don't have no way through nothing. You understand what I'm talking about? All right, read.
And let the peace of God,
third chapter of Colossians, was very good.
Yeah.
If he can be risen.
Now, if you're crucified with him, see, and you're buried with him, that's what he's got in the second chapter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, and you remember I told you always get these subjects and predicates together.
Mm-hmm.
This thing of these chapters and verses being divided up here, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that just made a mess out of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because now, the subject may be up here in the second chapter. You understand? And the bracket way down here somewhere, it's 15, 20 verses deep in the third chapter. Now, in the second chapter, he's showing you how you're circumcised without hands.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And right in that, you were buried. With him.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
By baptism into his death.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Wallace, and right in that you were raised with the operation of the Spirit.
Yes.
Now you haven't put no hands on nobody. You've got him circumcised. You understand? You've got him buried. And you got him resurrected then.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You get it?
Yeah.
Now here he is. I'm skipping. Because I said I didn't want to teach you this thing. Now here's the third chapter. Now you listen at it.
Read the third chapter.
Now if he can be risen.
All right,
great. Seek those things which are above. Now, if you be risen, see, don't be seeking the earthly things or the materialistic things. Listen now, because for this reason, they only point to the spiritual. Things which are above.
Yeah.
Now, you've been in the middle of the natural all your life. You was born in that.
Now that
thinking he was running her before her husband died.
Nobody
First of all, I noticed that a good many of you talk about the church. The church. Plural. And now some people resent you talking about the church. And will tell you so to your face. And as we have told you many times, oftentimes people walk up to you and say, well, what church do you belong to? Now, they're totally unconscious if they've asked you a foolish question. Paul says foolish and unlearned questions avoid because they do gender our sheriff's sight. Okay. Now, you ought to avoid asking anybody what church they belong to. If you are wise enough and conscious enough to see that there is a one church. And I will say this about that church. It often makes people sore. Now, there's nobody born in no church. Now, you don't get in Jesus that way. Now, how do you get in Jesus? You are born in, just like you start in your family. You didn't join it. Your parents, they didn't invite you in. You just join the family. You know how you got in.
Thank you.
He didn't need their instructions of the Sanhedrin Council. Rabbi, you understand? What did you, where did you come from? He said he come from above. Well, what did you come here for? To do my father's will. That's a fact. That was a Sadducee.